Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Here we go. Let's see. Confidence in the coronavirus is, according to USA Today, confidence in the coronavirus is growing. Took a look at all the polls, a meta-analysis, so to speak, and they found that surveys, 60% of Americans say, we'll get the vaccine, and that's up from 50% in September. So here to address that, as she has been, well, I guess since probably last March, is Dr. Virginia Bielek at the Hospital of Central Connecticut, formerly known as New Britain General, but so on and so forth. She's at the Hartford Healthcare. Morning, Doctor. How are you?
Hi. Good morning. I'm great.
Gee, what can we talk about this time? I thought we've covered just about everything, but the one thing we did want to get into, because you specialize in infectious diseases, and this certainly is one, is we hear about a new strain that may, in fact, be more contagious than the previous strain. What are you hearing about that, Doctor?
Well, scientists in England have been looking at the genetic makeup of the viruses and have noticed that in London and southeastern England, there's a new, what they call a variant, which means that the organism, the virus, has a few mutations, and it's more widely circulating in London and southeast England. So scientists think that that variant is more readily spread from person to person.
And there have been, I just happened to see this morning, there have been some reports here in the United States of it spreading over here, so who knows. Here would be my question. This happens every year, really, when it comes to the flu. And basically the CDC says, okay, here's the strain we think is going to be prevalent this fall and winter, so let's develop a vaccine for that so you can have your flu shot. But what we find is sometimes it turns out to be something different, and so is it all that effective? Would you have a similar problem with the vaccine and this new twist that we're hearing about?
Well, thus far we don't know that the current vaccine will not work against this particular variant. Scientists are studying that, but based on what they know thus far, they think the vaccine will be effective. We have to keep in mind that this is normal behavior for viruses.
Right.
They make mistakes when they copy themselves, and those are known as mutations. And it depends on what the mutation is and whether or not it will be in a place that is affected by the vaccine. And currently, they don't think that this particular variant will not be responsive to the vaccine, but studies are still underway.
Okay. And a question I would have is, let's say that you have contracted it, it being coronavirus, you've got it in, you tested positive. Will the virus, will the vaccine still help you? Can it be applied, or do you have to wait until it passes? What do you do?
Well, it's a great question, and I think probably many of your listeners have had coronavirus or COVID-19. It's still recommended that you get the vaccine, but you can wait up to 90 days afterwards. You will have some natural immunity, or we think at least up to 90 days. But after that, and natural immunity is thought to wane a little. And the two vaccines we have are thought to give you better immunity than having had the natural infection. So what the CDC says is when vaccine is in short supply, you can wait 90 days to get your vaccine. Okay. But there's probably not much harm in getting it even a little earlier.
Okay.
And potential benefit.
And the two of which I know, both of them require, I think they do, require two shots. I know the Pfizer does. And so after you've had the first one, do you have some protection there?
Another really good question. There are two vaccines. They're both what we call mRNA vaccines, which mm-hmm. have a code for our bodies to make a protein that's on the virus. And what the studies have shown is that even after the first shot, after about 2 weeks, you do start to have some immunity. It's not as good as if you had both
right.
shots. But yes, you do start to get some protection.
Okay. And so would that mean then that if you do contract it and it goes active on you, so to speak, that's science talk, I know. Would you have a less virulent case, in fact, if you contracted it because you've had the vaccine?
Well, what the studies have shown is that you're less likely to have an illness related to
okay.
COVID-19. Whether or not it's less virulent, I don't think we have enough data to say for
no.
sure yet. But we know that when you looked at people who got the placebo or just saline in their arms, they had a higher incidence of having had disease. What the
okay.
studies were looking for was people who actually developed disease.
And I do want to get this straight, because the last time I think we talked, I think we brought this up. But the whole point is, if you test positive, and right now I think I hear in the state the positivity rate is like 6 or 7%, something like that. I may be overstating. But nevertheless, if you're found to have a case, does that necessarily mean you're sick?
That's a really important question. Right now we're thinking that 40 to 50% of people who test positive or who have acquired the virus do not have any symptoms. And that is really key, because those people can still spread the virus.
Okay, that's, yes, wanted to know that, because I've seen some reports of that, and they say, well, you know, if you're not symptomatic, well, then you're probably not a danger. But I guess what we're concerned about is that you spread it to somebody who is going to develop the illness seriously.
Absolutely. You can spread it to your, you know, someone you love, someone you work with. So testing is a really important
okay.
public health measure.
You know, and just final question. We talked to the head of the CEA, Connecticut Education Association, yesterday, and the teachers are somewhat reluctant. They're saying, well, let's wait until after Martin Luther King Day to get everybody back in school, because, you know, I guess, doctor, are there kids that are testing positive?
Yes, children can test positive for the virus, and they can spread it to others. They tend to have a milder disease or no disease.
Okay. Anything else in the world of viruses besides coronavirus?
Well, really, for the last year now, it's been the coronavirus. We're still having other viral illnesses. We're seeing less influenza this year, which is really good, probably because of mask wearing and social distancing.
Not true.
And so we'll hopefully avoid flu-related illness and hospitalizations and flu-related deaths.
I mean, the regular flu, you know, whatever it may be, depending on the strain, it can be fatal, correct? I mean, but now we're talking like tens of thousands as opposed to hundreds of thousands. Is that kind of correct in an assessment?
You're absolutely correct. Every year the flu kills tens of thousands of people, but we've all seen the numbers of deaths from coronavirus in the last year, and it's hundreds of thousands.
Isn't that wonderful? Well, good luck in your fight. And, you know, I hope it's one we're going to win. Why, we will eventually, I suppose. Listen, Dr. Bielek, thank you much for being on. It's always great to talk to you.
Have a great day.
All right,
bye-bye.
Take care. Virginia Bielek, who's head of infectious diseases in the Hartford healthcare system, specifically at the Hospital of Central Connecticut.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.